USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Before Secretary of State Mike Pompeo headed to Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates, he delivered the message that President Trump will impose more sanctions on Iran.
This will be a further effort to ensure that their capacity not only to grow their economy but to evade sanctions becomes more and more difficult. And it'll be an important addition to our capacity to enforce sanctions against Iran.
Iran continues to insist that if U.S. actions go too far, they will respond quickly. The president has postponed the scheduled ICE raids after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi called him and urged him to call it off. On CBS's Face the Nation, Vice President Mike Pence said Congress needs to take action.
We've asked for more bed space. We've asked for more support. Our Customs and Border Patrol agents are doing a job, but the system is overwhelmed.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Here are the three most important letters you'll ever need to know. Memorize them. VRA, VRA, VRA. And here's another three. KIP, KIP, KIP. KIP, KIP, KIP. Kip Herridge runs VRA. It's an investment newsletter, but not just any investment newsletter. It's the best in the country, in my opinion. I've known Kip for almost 20 years. He's like a brother to me. I've witnessed his remarkable success in picking stock winners. I give Kip the most highest endorsement and recommendation. Kip spent 32 years in the investment industry at the highest levels of Wall Street. Kip founded VRA in 2003 and has beat Wall Street for 15 out of those 16 years. And he didn't just beat Wall Street by a little bit. He beat Wall Street like a drum. Here's the big news. Only for my fans at USA Radio, Kip is offering a free two-week membership to VRA. Go there now. Your risk is zero. Go to VRAinsider.com and get your free two-week membership. That's VRAinsider.com. Try Kip out for 2 weeks for free, and you'll become a client for life. What are you waiting for? VRAinsider.com.
The Arizona Game and Fish Commission has voted to ban organized contests where hunters try to kill the most coyotes or other predators for prizes. The vote bans contests that require registration fees or prizes for killing the most animals. The Oregon legislature is considering a law banning the practice, and New Mexico's governor has signed a new law banning the contests as well. Gas prices have been on the decline across the nation recently, but gas and oil expert Trilby Lundberg says that might change.
The average price of gasoline at the pump retrograde is $2.73. It is down 11 cents from 2 weeks ago, and it's 24 cents lower than it was 7 weeks ago.
She says the tensions in Iran might cause prices to go up. Also on Friday, there was an explosion at a Philly gas refinery that might affect prices. She said some states are also affecting the prices in many ways. You're listening to USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
A man who won big in the lottery is ordered to share some of it with his ex-wife. Here's USA's Chris Barnes with more.
The Michigan Court of Appeals ruling that Richard Zolasco will have to give his ex-wife $15 million from his $80 million Mega Millions jackpot that he won in 2013. He won it as he and his then-wife, Mary Elizabeth Zolasco, were in the process of divorcing. The couple share three children together, and all the rest of their assets had previously been divided. The man's lawyer says his client may appeal this latest ruling. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
In Salem, Oregon, the Capitol is closed due to a possible militia threat from GOP protesters as a walkout by Republican lawmakers over landmark climate change legislation drags on. Republican state senators fled the legislature. Some even fled the state earlier this week to deny the majority of Democrats enough votes to take up the climate bill, which would dramatically reduce fossil fuel emissions by 2050. This would be the second program of its kind in the nation after California if it passes. Governor Kate Brown dispatched the state police to round up the rogue lawmakers, but none of them appeared in the Capitol on Friday. Brown is charging each lawmaker $500 a day for every day they refuse to come to work. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.